And that's not the only thing President Trump is celebrating today. He announced on Wednesday a trade deal that he had reached with Vietnam. Here's CJ Miller with the details.
That trade deal would allow U.S. goods to enter Vietnam without any tariffs. But those exports coming out of Vietnam into the U.S. would face a 20% tariff. In addition, Trump says the U.S. would impose a 40% tariff on transshipping goods from another country that stop in Vietnam on their way to the U.S. The White House says that many Chinese goods have been dodging higher tariffs by stopping through Vietnam first. Could the U.S. trade deal with Vietnam help get the ball rolling on other trade deals?
People are viewing that as the, call it the stepping stone, if you will, that other trade agreements could be reached by his date of July 9th. Now, whether that holds true or not, that remains to be seen.
And that's Tom Fritz with EFG Group, who says there are still a lot of unknowns when it comes to the status of trade agreements with many of our major trading partners.
Prior to his announcement of the Vietnam trade agreement, he said, I don't know if we're going to have an agreement with Japan. They're just too tough to deal with. He said he's not talking to Canada anymore. He said that earlier in the week. Then Canada made some concessions, but still I haven't heard anything about it. So maybe that is a stepping stone to some trade agreements, but haven't heard anything else in that regard.
Last year, the U.S. exported more than $3.8 billion in ag products to Vietnam, making it the ninth largest foreign market for the U.S. ag industry. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.